Pasadena's 135th Rose Parade celebrates 2024 New Year. Pasadena, California. The 135th Tournament of Roses Parade delighted spectators in Pasadena January 1 with marching bands, equestrian units, and a host of elaborately decorated floral floats, all making their way down Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena under the theme Celebrating a World of Music. The parade began with an opening spectacular performance featuring Destiny's Child's Michelle Williams, the voice champion Cassidy Pope, American Idol alum David Archuleta, and Los Angeles singer-songwriter-slash-producer Rush Davis. They all performed on the Rose Parade opening stage, alongside the Honda float-themed Keep Dreaming. The parade made its way along its traditional 5.5-mile route, moving east along Colorado Boulevard to northbound Sierra Madre Boulevard, ending at Villa Street. The San Diego Zoo's float It All Started With a Roar won the 2024 sweepstakes trophy, honoring the most beautiful entry encompassing float design, floral presentation, and entertainment. The theme was announced nearly a year ago by Tournament of Roses Association President/Chair Alex Agajanian. "The 2024 theme brings us together through music," Mr. Agajanian said at the time. "In a world of different cultures, beliefs, hopes, and dreams, one language unites us all: music. The sound, texture, rhythm, form, harmony, and expression meld together to move, soothe, excite, and delight the world. From bossa nova to blues, classical to country, metal to mariachi, and rock to rap, thousands of genres invite us to become one in celebrating a world of music." Leading the parade was Grand Marshal Audra McDonald, a singer, actress, and six-time Tony Award winner. "I am so deeply honored to have been invited to serve as the Grand Marshal of the 2024 Rose Parade," McDonald said. "As a California kid, raised in Fresno, the new year was always ushered in with the Rose Bowl. Every January 1st, I'd wake up early to watch the parade and the game with my family. In an annual tradition, the parade was overseen by the 7-member royal court, made up of Pasadena area high school girls chosen for their public speaking, academic achievement, youth leadership, and community involvement. The court, which had already taken part in dozens of community events leading up to the parade, was led by Rose Queen Naomi Stilitano, an Arcadia High School senior. The other members of the royal court were Olivia Bohanek, La Salle College Preparatory; Trinity De La Cruz, Marshall Fundamental School; Phoebe Ho, South Pasadena High School; Mia Moore Walker, Flintridge Preparatory School; Jessica Powell, Flintridge Preparatory School; Emerson Tucker, Blair High School. Nearly 20 marching bands marched and performed during the parade, including groups from Japan and Costa Rica, as well as schools across the country. The bands of the two universities participating in the Rose Bowl game, Michigan and Alabama, also took part. 18 equestrian units also participated, including the U.S. Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, Valley Hunt Club in Pasadena, the Budweiser Clydesdales, and the 1st Cavalry Division Horse Cavalry Detachment. But the highlight of the parade by far was the procession of ornate floats, all of which were required to be completely covered by flowers or other natural materials, such as leaves, seeds, or bark. The floats were meticulously crafted over several months, beginning with the understructure and concluding with the arduous task of applying the flowers and other materials, generally one piece at a time. A total of 39 floats took part in this year's procession. Some were sponsored by local cities, such as Torrance, Burbank, and Alhambra, each touting local attractions, while others were funded by businesses such as Kaiser Permanente, Honda, Shriners Children's, and the Cowboy Channel. Closing out the parade was former American Idol champion Jordan Sparks, who rode aboard the final float in the parade honoring the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts in Brandon, Missouri. Float Display. Following the parade, the floats are on display at the Float Fest at Sierra Madre and Washington Boulevard, giving spectators a chance to get a close-up look at the creations. The Float Fest will be open from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday. On Tuesday, the Float Fest will be open at 7 a.m. for senior citizens and the disabled, then open to the general public at 9 a.m., closing at 5 p.m. Floatfest tickets are $20 in advance online, and admission is free for children ages 5 and younger.